Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Gwinnett Crest, 97.3 The Fan. 4 o'clock. Kicking things off, kicking it off, kicking it off. Coming up, we have Big Five. 5 o'clock hour, Michael Flicks talking high school basketball. And a bunch of other stuff still to come on the program. I'm Chris. That's Tony. Scraby's here. Scraby, if you missed it earlier, survived the Ghost Pepper Challenge. First of all, Adam Klug just beat up the Ghost Pepper Challenge.
I don't think he has taste buds.
It was ridiculous. I mean, he came in, he just ate this, seriously hot ghost pepper salsa without, like, he was drinking water, basically.
Even John from Temecula in the break was like, couldn't believe that was incredible.
Yeah, and then Scraby did his thing, and Scraby, you did it. You didn't go to the hospital or anything, so
that was a
victory.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you want to see how difficult it was on Scraby, go back to the 2 o'clock segment of the show today, about 2:15, 2:20, because Scraby definitely worked for his.
He did.
And so that
he was glistening.
See, I think if you put it on like a taco or something, it would be much easier to handle than just
eating a
spoonful.
You guys are just scooping it right in.
You guys were.
Like it was medicine.
Yeah, it was. But to Adam Klug, it was medicine. He probably has a tougher time taking medicine than he had drinking that salsa or eating the salsa. Anyway, that was earlier in the show. We are here. AJ Cassavelle was on talking some baseball with us as well. And we're going to get into Chris versus the fans. But before that, we referenced our colleague, Ben Higgins, who is, he's out there breaking stories apparently now.
He's like hosting the news now, talking about important things.
My wife noticed him hosting the news the other night and commented on, "Why's Ben hosting the news?" And I said, I think they just kind of need everybody to pitch in over there. I don't know.
All hands on deck.
Yeah, I don't know that Ben signed up to be a news guy, but he is, I think one day a week he does the news.
Ben is, what do you call it, a Swiss Army knife of
pretty much.
Broadcasting.
1,000%.
But he's got this story on the Farmers Insurance Open. Now, I thought of this earlier this morning because I was reading a golf column, and in the golf column, it was about what's coming up this year in golf and how Koepka might come back, how Scheffler will be going for the career Grand Slam if he can win the U.S. Open. One of the things apparently golf is talking about is moving the tour back and not starting until after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So getting if you make that decision, if you're golf, remember they keep moving the Super Bowl back further and further and further.
They do.
But right now, the Farmers Insurance Open is played before the Super Bowl, the week before.
Yep.
Last year was 2 weeks before, and that, you know. So the question now becoming, could the Farmers Insurance Open become a casualty of the golf new schedule? Is that the story, or is there even more to it?
No, that's basically it. Ben interviewed Marty Gorsuch on, so you can go to the 10 News website, and it's right there on the front page. But he said that he does believe the tournament's going to come back in some capacity, which the some capacity makes me a little nervous. Because
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't want to say second-rate event, but like a B event. but I don't want a B event.
No.
I want the A event.
No, we're used to having an A event.
Yeah, we're not a B event city.
And the golf course itself is not a B.
It's one of the favorite places everybody loves to come. Why would the PGA Tour, if they say, look, we're going to start the thing after the Super Bowl, not just find another place for the Farmers Insurance Open to be? There's another week somewhere in the schedule.
It's it's not like our weather changes at any point. You
just
play it
at a different time.
And every time CBS comes here, all they do is say how great San Diego is, how great the event is, how, you know, if you want to come here, you should.
This thing has been going on in our town since the 1950s. That's like, I remember the first one.
Yeah, this is.
I'm joking.
This is.
Wasn't here for that.
We all believe that you were.
Yeah, though, I know. So that's why you kept on going there.
Like Chris was there when they used like balls of feather,
and they hit when they hit the old wooden clubs.
Yes,
the crooked sticks.
My thought. I'm scared of this because they've already kind of. They've started to close down some tournaments a little bit because each tournament is like its own business. And they're losing title sponsors. When you don't have a title sponsor, you cannot operate.
Was it always Farmers?
No, it was Buick.
Oh, goodness.
Buick before.
Yeah.
That's right.
Before, it was Wicks, which was a furniture store. The Wicks, San Diego. You can go back and see all the different. I am old enough to remember when it was simply the Andy Williams Open. They didn't have sponsors. They just named it after celebrities in those days.
I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think they used to play some of it at Riverwalk before Torrey was around.
Potentially, yeah. That
but
I don't know.
The PGA Tour already eliminated one event that I loved, and it's the Champions event that they have on Poipu every single year. Because
it used to be in La Costa.
It used to be at La Costa. Then they moved it to Hawaii, and now they've canceled the tournament altogether. Well,
and that was a tournament where you had to win a championship from the year before
in order to beat it.
Yes, yes. But this does make me nervous because it seems like I just don't understand why
they
would cut this.
This tournament can't go away. PGA would be really dumb, it seems to me.
San Diego's a huge golf hub. There's all the golf companies here. Like, that would be dumb.
Yeah, I just said that.
They don't really care.
Chris,
what you think
that would be dumb.
Thank you, Carl Sheffers. By the way, if you read Ben Higgins' story, he wrote it in. You're on the Channel 10 News website. At the bottom, did you see what it says at the bottom?
Yes, it says
this story was reported on air by a journalist and has been converted to this platform with the assistance of AI.
Oh, really?
So this article was not actually written
this
by
is
Ben.
One of those AI articles.
It's using his reporting and then writing it based on his reporting.
That seems diabolical.
You know,
that
I gotta say that
seems diabolical.
That's so weird, man.
I gotta say that on the Big Five, sometimes when my things are too long,
because AI get in there.
Our company pays for Google Gemini, I guess, and so I can refine it and shorten it, and it will shorten it. So if you ever hear something written very well, it's probably the AI.
that's understandable then. That is understandable.
I knew something was up with those writings.
Well, anyway, the Farmers is here this year, January 29th, etc. But you know, let's hope that this is just a possibility that gets squashed.
You may want to make sure you get tickets.
Right.
Might be the last time.
I think
that's
we killed
crazy.
All of our time.
All right, we got Chris versus the fans, and we don't need much time because I have not answered a question correctly all week. So,
if you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. You will play for, and by the way, we have some open lines, 833-288-0973. We are going to be playing for a qualification for a chance to win the grand prize. Two tickets to Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM, a two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, and a $100 gas card. We all know Sammy Hagar returns to Vegas, and you could see him March 11th through the 21st, September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. I should run that through our AI and see how it shortens it a little bit. The rules, which John did a really funny... The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free. today.
Scraby's asking nothing but diabolical questions. Nobody can answer these.
Don't worry, we'll be back
even
to
me.
We'll be back to the garbage questions next week.
Good.
I didn't have 2 weeks to prepare. All right, our first contestant is going to be who's been holding the longest, Eric.
Eric, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Hi, doing Eric. Fantastic, Eric. Here we go. First question.
Yeah, Happy New Year to all you guys.
Happy New Year as well. What is the name of the shot that starts every tennis point?
I'm assuming it's the serve.
Your assumption is correct.
They have so much faith in you, Scraby, that they wonder whether or not that's really
He's
the question.
He's trying to trick you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I won't trick you on question number one.
You, yeah. That was the last couple of these first
couple
days.
Just diabolical.
Yeah.
Here we go. Second question.
Timer's almost out, Tony.
The timer on choosing a question.
Which city hosted the 2025 NFL draft for the first time?
Oh, goodness. I love the NFL draft.
We do a show.
Yeah, you're right. You think I should love it.
2025. Wasn't it Las Vegas?
Vegas.
Stay there. I think theirs was 2020 because they had to do the boat thing with the COVID.
That's right. They had them coming in on boats.
Green Bay. I remember they were at Lambeau Field, and it was like 100,000 people there.
I'm sorry,
like,
Eric,
really?
Thank you.
Yeah. It was like completely sold out.
Green Bay is not easy to get to.
But imagine sitting in the upper deck on the corner of the circle of the stadium.
What else are they doing in Green Bay in April? This is like maybe the first time they get out of the house.
Down on a stage a mile and a half away, Roger Goodell's going, and the pick is for the Bear. You know, I don't get people. Why would you even want to go?
I may go.
You would?
If it was in San Diego and it was easy to get to.
Well, why would they have it here?
Well, they wouldn't
anymore.
That
would be silly at this point.
Like, I went to the Super Bowl experience when the Super Bowl was here last time, in 2003, I think.
Okay, that's fair. It's not a draft. It's not an NFL draft.
Next contestant, please.
Let's go to Joey.
Hello, Joey.
Hey, Joey!
Hey, Joey!
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, my
friend. Poor Joey probably never gets called Joey.
Joey!
Question number one. Drake May played college football where?
Ooh, I think it's a tricky number one. I don't know if everybody knows that.
Oh, man. I have no idea.
No idea.
Wildcats. Go Boston College.
Boston College.
He's in the right time zone.
Sorry, Joey.
He actually played here in the Holiday Bowl a few years ago, North Carolina. I think he played in that game.
Joey. At one point was in the same conference. I don't think they are anymore. Boston College was in the ACC for a little bit.
Boston College now plays Hawaii.
Here we go. That's right.
Let me get the next
on their way to Stanford.
Let's go to, I don't know who to go to. Let's go to Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Jason.
Hey, guys.
Welcome in.
How you all doing?
Happy holiday.
Good, sir.
Thank you. Here we go. Question number one. What team does Pete Alonso now play for?
What is he, the big?
Alonso.
What is he, the big what?
He's the polar bear.
Yeah, the polar bear. Bear, yeah.
Yeah, he's just a polar bear. Give it to Chris.
Pass.
This is unlucky for you because we came in here yesterday and they had an old Met game on, and I saw Pete Alonso and I said, what team did he go to? And then Frank said, the Orioles. That's the only way I would have known. I really didn't remember it.
By the way, I don't think I
don't
think an Oriole makes a caw.
It doesn't make a caw noise, but at least you bet you.
Is there a team called the Crows?
The Cars.
Yes.
Who's our next contestant?
Oh, I don't even know at this point. You know what? We're having fun today. Let's pick up the unscreened call that just came in a little bit ago. Phone number ends with 84. Hello.
What's up? It's Mac.
Hey, Max.
What's going on, Max?
Okay, Max, you're in.
Here we go. First question. What country is hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Yes. We talked about this with Mark Ziegler yesterday, if you heard the interview. But if not, this might be a very tough question.
Say it one more time.
Italy?
Oh,
Italy!
I heard it. There it is. Italy.
Italy it is.
It looks like a disaster. The hockey rink we're going to talk about in the Big Five isn't even done yet, so...
It is quite spread out.
All over the country.
Quite spread out.
Ziegler was like, I'm kind of glad I'm not going.
We saw why after we looked at our first selves. Here we go. Question number two.
Do the second one. Chris's head is going to explode.
Which AFC kicker is paid most in the NFL in regards to average annual value?
Basically,
AAV.
What kicker in the NFL makes the most money on a yearly basis?
Which kicker? And it's an AFC kicker, apparently.
Yes, they gave you that.
Why is my head going to explode?
Yeah, I didn't understand that one either, but...
I thought you wouldn't like this question.
I don't, but it's okay.
It's not exploding.
It's an AFC kicker.
AFC kicker.
The most?
Probably a guy for the Chiefs. Butker.
Butker.
Wow. That is incredible.
All right. Here we go.
That's incredible, I got to say.
Yeah, that's good. Butker's a pretty solid guess, as it turned out.
He gets his contract, and guess what? He's no longer good. So another guy who takes the money and then falls off the face of the earth.
Anyway, haters, gravy.
You are such
question
a hater.
I hope
number
he's enjoying
three.
His time at home while the playoffs are going on.
Question number three.
That was his fault. They didn't make it. Good job, Max. Very good.
Who is the tallest player to ever win an NBA?
Well, now we're going tallest player.
Tallest.
To win. We did the shortest one.
This
I didn't do that too well.
His best it's a, right here.
It's a perfect.
Who
match.
Is the tallest player to ever win an NBA MVP?
You can also pass if you don't know.
Don't pass, because I don't think this is a good one to pass on.
Let's go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's who I would go with.
That's why you don't pass.
Good nice job. Wow. You got it. You know what? Very good.
All right.
I
100% knew Chris knew that one.
Stay right
I'm pretty
there.
Sure, but you know, after blowing it the other day, I was a little hesitant, but yeah, I didn't recall anybody being
that
taller.
Was so impressive. I got to ask you guys if we think he looked it up.
No, he came up with that quickly.
I'm not going to judge that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not our place to
nice words, Max.
If I didn't try and, you know, no, you're just out, a hater. Chris said.
You're an absolute hater.
You are.
The chat would get on me because they'd be like, "That guy was cheating."
You definitely
stop
don't blame it on
into
the chat.
The chat all the time.
Don't blame it on the chat. It's your responsibility.
That guy was cheating.
And you know that's kind of what you
asked the question.
Your antennas go up immediately.
He said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar like right away, right?
I thought it was pretty.
There was a hesitation
quick.
There at all. He got
Max, you're a winner. Don't worry.
Max, hang
Max,
on. Well
yeah,
done,
we
Max.
Got your back, man. This guy is over trying to be a hater.
I was
mainly
saying it was so impressive.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yo, uh-huh. Now
he's also,
so
he's also terrified of the chat, Scrammy, too.
Can,
so.
Scrammy, can you do the Michael Jackson moonwalk? Because you sure seem like you can.
I feel
all right,
like,
listen, we got to get the break.
He may have been the best player in the game's history.
Borgwood and Chris on the other side.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
425, short segment here. Talking some NFL and none other than our favorite Jerry Jones is in the news again, huh?
Jerry Jones. You know what? It's starting to get, you know, you have to start wondering about Jerry. Although I appreciate what he is hoping to do. He's 83 years old. And he says...
83?
83, yeah. Now he says that his goal in life is to be the owner, retire as the owner who won the most Super Bowls.
Good luck.
He's a little short, isn't he?
Jer said, that's my goal, to be retired as the owner who won the most Super Bowls. We got three. You know, I think he just said this so he could remind everybody that he's got three.
Is there an owner then, with more than three?
Robert Kraft.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he said, how many more do I have to go? Kraft has six.
Yeah, I didn't.
So Jerry needs...
You're going to have to win four.
Jerry... has got to get four. I don't think they've even won four playoff games in the last 30 years.
I don't think so either.
So
sorry, Mr. Matt Perez.
This seems like it's going to be tough. I will say that you got to love his, you know, I don't hear, what's my guy's name again? Stephen Ross. I don't hear my guy Stephen Ross saying he thinks his goal is to even win one Super Bowl. So
to be fair, Stephen Ross is kind of like the owner, at least in that he's not speaking to the media all the time.
True.
The kind of the owner that you would want.
Right,
in,
yeah.
In that regard.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. But, you know, look, I will say this for Jerry. You have to say it before you can do it. So
got to speak it into existence.
Right.
Do
he's
going
to try.
Maybe you don't have to speak it into existence to the media. You could just speak it into existence behind
the
door.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
like
right.
A private personal
I'm telling
goal.
You guys.
You don't have to find the camera.
He called
like,
the press conference. As a way of reminding everybody that he has three.
I do know something.
Was.
He said,
"Yes, I have three. The last one,
you know, might have been the worst. You know,
ago.
What might have been the worst thing for Jerry Jones was winning the third one because he won the third one without
the first two. Everybody
he
yeah,
won it without Jimmy Johnson, right?
And then
he
when
got
he brought,
rid
right.
of Jimmy Johnson,
yeah,
they win the third
Switzer
one, and it's
was
just
the coach,
Barry
yeah.
Switzer." And
yeah.
It almost like, see, I told you, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he didn't win any without Troy Aikman or Emmitt Smith
no,
or Michael Irvin or all those guys.
No, he did that.
He had Deion Sanders that last one.
Yeah. By the way, Jim Harbaugh says he does expect his older brother John to be right back in coaching next year. Jim said, yes, he'll be coaching next year. We'll be playing against him in some form or fashion. Jim went on to say,
"Here's our answer. He won't be back there. He said he'd be playing against them."
Yeah, he says he'll be. He hopes he goes to the NFC. I love what you said, though, Tony. Or you know, wouldn't it be? I think great if the two of them could there be?
Scraby says there's beef, so you know.
No, I've just heard.
When
Jim Harbaugh was with the 49ers, everybody was always talking about coaching against each other in the Super Bowl.
Well, that
and
game,
I started reading things about how they don't like hate each other. They're still brothers.
The two of them,
but they don't work well or mesh.
I disagree. The two of them practically. That's too much.
Genuinely. I would help my brother,
you
too.
You know what was interesting? I saw Tony Jefferson, who's played for both. He's playing for Jim now. He played for John for a few years.
Oh, Jefferson, right. Yeah.
Three from San Diego.
Eastlake.
He was asked the difference between the two. And in a way he described it was kind of cool. He said that they're both super football guys. They want to talk football all day long. He said, whereas John kind of approaches you like this.
He's more cerebral.
Jim approaches you like this.
Which Tony had two different faces.
I thought it was more of a scowl, like, I'm kind of like, what do you got going? And versus Jim, who is just like, you know, the upbeat, outgoing one.
Yeah.
But in terms of football, they are pretty much identical, according to Tony Jefferson.
I just think it would be great if they could be – I guess you can't be co-coaches. Somebody's got to make the call. But
yeah.
If you had Harbaugh and Harbaugh on the same sideline –
that's some good energy, man.
Seems like that would
good
work.
Good football energy. All right, we got to get the break on the other side.
Big Five!
Indeed.
At 4:36, we got a Scraby Big Five. We're coming to you from the Bill Howe Studios, where today Adam Klug just absolutely downed three heaping spoonfuls of ghost pepper salsa. Matt Scraby did the same thing, did not fare quite as well, but did survive. And here he sits.
Thank you.
As the program continues here, we've got our Big Five shortly. Quick note that I thought was interesting. Maybe I'm overrating this. All-time leading receiver in the NFL playoffs, yards per game. And you have to have played at least three playoff games in your career.
That doesn't seem like a lot of playoff games.
Give it to me again.
All right. Three games minimum as a NFL playoff wide receiver. Most yards per game. All-time leader. In the history of the sport, DK Metcalf, 112 yards per game. Second, Puka Nacua. Third, Larry Fitzgerald.
It's not bad.
I don't know. You know, all these Steelers stats about the 23 Monday night games in a row and Tomlin and Monday night. I don't know about the Texans. We'll find out what our picks are tomorrow on the program. Right now, we'll check traffic and then Scraby. Well, give us the Big Five.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, everybody, we're broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. Now.
Number five.
Thank you for that, Carl Sheffers. I just said that like a minute and a half ago. Carl.
Hey, never too many sponsor mentions, man.
That's true.
Never too many studio. They own the studio now.
Fair enough.
We can't call it the Odyssey Palace. It's the Bill Howe Palace.
I know, Bill Howe Palace anymore.
It's the Bill Howe Palace.
Well, we weren't getting any money for me calling it the Odyssey Palace.
No, Odyssey is not going to pay for its own sponsorship.
Right,
Are you kidding me?
We weren't going to get any money there.
All right, let's start with this one. Nevada football head coach, I love his last name, Jeff Choate.
Choate?
C-H-O-A-T-E.
I played with a
Choate?
Wasn't there a Randy Choate? Pitcher, yeah.
I played with Randy. Yeah.
I just love saying the name Choate.
Apparently you do.
He had a press conference. Tony's dying over there. He had a press conference the other day, and he said something many programs are not saying. I think the kids say... He's saying the quiet part out loud for some of these smaller colleges. And here is Coach Choate.
You know what happens when you come to Nevada? You go get $1.4 million to go to Oregon if you're developed the right way, right? You know, a guy that couldn't play consistently at the University of Texas got drafted when he came here, right? A guy that was a junior college guy, a walk-on, ended up becoming a first-team Mountain West player and then went and got a bag at West Virginia. A guy that was kind of a sometimes player at Butte College comes here, gets developed, and becomes a first-team All-Mountain West player. A journeyman safety from the Big Sky Conference comes here and becomes a second-team All-Mountain West player. Like, that's one of the things that we're selling.
So, apparently, Tony sent me this a while back, and I just didn't see it.
What was that speech from 1983 or something?
I saw it on Instagram today.
It was recent. It was okay. I think it was a month ago. And I actually...
It was a month ago?
It might have not been a month. Maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago. But okay. I reached out to... I had sent the video to one of my buddies, Chris Dickerson, who went... to Nevada. I asked him how he felt about it. Hmm. Let's just say he wasn't
really
digging,
agree with it.
He wasn't digging this idea that they need to be.
Oh,
some
they're selling the fact that
school.
We will bring you from Montana to us, and then we'll send you on your way.
Right. He was not feeling that at all, and I imagine the alum. I can't imagine them getting behind that.
Well,
but I did respect the fact that he understands where they are at this particular time compared to the other schools.
Do you think they're going to send Choate a note?
Choate a note?
I forced that one in.
A Choate note?
A Choate note! I actually think this is kind of smart. So I was going to ask Chris, should San Diego State maybe think about marketing their program this way?
Hell no.
Who's better right now, San Diego State or Nevada? End of story.
I don't know.
I think we got our answer last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is football we're talking
and
about.
Football. And football.
We got our answer in that.
I don't think Nevada won a game this year, so.
Really?
Choate may not be long for the job. Maybe one at the end.
Choate's going to need his coat.
If he wants to go out and vote.
You guys are on a roll right now.
Is that it, Chris?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, Tony. They were 3-9 this year, so you're right. Yeah, they weren't very good.
Nah. I mean, how do you... So, I mean, there's like a specific player you're trying to get then, right? I mean, even from that standpoint, who is...
Like, Dale Sean Staley comes to mind. He came from, I believe, was it Northern Iowa?
Yes.
So he goes from Northern Iowa to San Diego State, and then I believe he is entering the transfer portal.
Yes, but I don't think you sell yourself for that.
Right, I don't...
But I think some guys might be looking for that.
Well, then they can... But I think it can be done unsaid.
Right.
I don't think you need to announce
that. You don't need to pigeonhole yourself into that corner
is true.
Right there.
That is true.
Like,
now,
yeah, man,
now,
we're,
yeah.
We're not even trying to keep you forever. We just want you for a year, and then we'll send you on
if
your way.
If you're good, we can't wait till you leave.
Isn't he adjusting to the environment of college football?
I don't know that this is the adjustment.
Okay.
I'll say that.
All right, let's move on.
Number four.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles is, I wrote this morning, not 100% safe, but he is 100% safe because he is coming back as the Buccaneers head coach in 2020 or later this year.
Six.
Yes. But if fans had their way, he would have been sent packing after last season. They're very angry at Todd Bowles, and I don't know why. Because after, well, I kind of know why. After four seasons, Bowles has won the NFC South three times, but with an overall record of just 35-33 and a playoff record of 1-3. They started 6-2 this year and finished 8-9. So, Tony, if you were Bucs ownership, would you part ways with Todd Bowles?
No. But, I mean, shoot, I wouldn't have... Parted ways with John Harbaugh either. He got lost his job. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
They had the same record this year, so.
So maybe.
8-9.
Listen, I know Tom Brady went there and won a Super Bowl. But I don't know that their expectations should be where the Baltimore Ravens are, where it's like Super Bowl or bust. The NFC South is just historically...
Has it ever had a good year? It must have had one somewhere.
I know the Falcons went to the Super Bowl too. But they didn't have a great record that year.
Talking about like the whole division. They've all been to the Super Bowl once.
Right.
But have they, there's like the division ever been strong?
And yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I'm willing to give Todd Bowles one more year and see where that rolls.
I mean, you won the division 3 years in a row. That's pretty
They had a bunch of hurt individuals that defense, offense, that were big pieces.
And I think Baker Mayfield was playing hurt.
I think he was too, because he looked nothing like what we saw early.
The first 8 games, he was MVP.
He's also the type that wouldn't tell us if he was hurt too, I think.
Didn't Todd Bowles in his first year go looking at this?
Yeah, he went 8-9.
He was 8-9 with Brady as the quarterback. According to this.
I don't remember that.
Says Brady was the top passer that year. That's why I'm...
They went
checking.
8-9?
Yeah.
But they made the playoffs and won the division, right?
No, that was
but
the
they
year,
won the division, yes. They
that
did.
Was that the year Tom was like, I'm not playing, and then I'm playing?
I don't remember. But I think they
because
went 8-9,
the
and then they lost the first playoff game. But Brady got, they won the division
in
8-9.
That was the year, I think, after they won the Super Bowl. They came back the following year, right?
Actually, 2 years.
Two
he went
years
11
after.
And 5. Brady was there 3 years.
Man.
According to this, which
time
I didn't
flies,
recall.
It
does. I don't remember
that
3 years either.
Yeah. I remember two.
Well, one of the reasons you don't remember is because 20 and 21 were both kind of the COVID type.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, when Tom Brady was gathering in parks trying to practice.
Cheating.
Yes.
As you like to say.
I mean, the guy was, he almost got arrested for a COVID violation.
I would, you didn't ask me, but I'll answer quickly.
Yes,
I would get rid of Todd Bowles because just watching him, I don't think he's great.
Okay.
That's my thing on him. I think he's, never mind all the whatever he's won or lost. He doesn't look like he's a just you know.
Did you see his press conference after they lost? He was quite fiery.
Yeah.
Wait,
but that
doesn't
change.
He had another one?
No, that one. Where he was swearing.
He looks a little perplexed on the sidelines. And that's not the look I want.
He does have the Mike McCarthy.
I don't know what I'm doing about that. We were pretty tough on him.
Sirianni?
Sirianni certainly looked at
He still looks perplexed. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
All right, we got to move on to number three. Former USC Trojan Keyshawn Johnson, I don't know if Tony had seen this, but he has a message for USC football, and he is not happy with his school.
He's not happy with the Notre Dame thing.
Not at all. Here he is.
I can't believe what I just heard. But I just heard that we're not playing Notre Dame. I think the series is getting ready to end like in the next year or so. Here's what I'm going to say, man. I don't know what the F is going on with our athletic department. Okay, we got people in there that are not Trojans, that don't know anything about being a Trojan, running our athletic department. We got a head coach that knows nothing about being a Trojan. Why don't we just not play football? How about that? We're not going to play Notre Dame again, possibly till 2030 is what I'm understanding. That doesn't make any sense. I grew up on the Notre Dame-USC rivalry, and I'm not one to go in on my athletic department, nor am I one to go in on the USC football coach. But if I can remember correctly, I had Lincoln Riley talking about, well, I don't know if I want to play them in the future. You ain't going to be here in the future, especially if you keep missing the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. He goes on for a little bit, and I had to cut it, but you can see he's not happy with the decision to not play Notre Dame. So, Chris, is he right?
Well, he's right about the Notre Dame thing, but he's powerless like the rest of us to do anything about this. You know, the historical part of college football means something to a lot of people, but it means nothing to the people that are after the almighty dollar right now. And Notre Dame, you know, rather play somebody that they feel they can beat easier, improve their position. BYU, I think, is who they're playing instead of Notre Dame, or instead of USC. Of course, USC blamed Notre Dame. Notre Dame blamed USC. I don't know. But my thing that I agree
Notre Dame shouldn't be blaming anyone right now.
They should just, you know, shut up and stop being the crying Irish. But this isn't a question about them. This is about the Trojans. And I totally agree. I really do with Keyshawn being angry with and about Lincoln Riley. They gave him more money than any coach ever. They bought him a house. They paid off his house and the other. They welcomed him in with a parade. I mean, it was unbelievable the serenade this guy got. And he's taken them to the Holiday Bowl, all due respect. He's taken them to the Las Vegas Bowl and this year to the Alamo Bowl. That is not what USC football is about. And I think that's where Keyshawn is made.
I heard the Alamo Bowl is great.
You know what I'm saying. One of the playoff games.
I know. Of course. Expect to see USC in a playoff game.
Well, that's what they should
Alamo
be competing
Bowl.
For, I think, and that's what Keyshawn thinks.
Tony, as our resident Trojan man, I'm having fun today. Is he right?
I think he's right to be mad about the Notre Dame thing, but I think he's taken, and that's what this whole thing is about them not playing Notre Dame. I think his anger at the Notre Dame thing led him to bleed into some other things, but I think his anger should be directed at Notre Dame.
Seems like
they're the ones
that
have pulled out of this and cut USC off of their schedule. And, you know, it's all in a move because they're still salty about not making the playoff.
Yeah.
And so to give Keyshawn some grace, I know this came out like immediately when this news happened. It was a few days later that we started to kind of learn some of the details on why it happened. So I don't know. He hasn't issued an apology, so... Maybe he felt he said
he's
what
going
he,
to.
He said what he said, but
good for you, Keyshawn. Notre Dame deserves to be called out. Sorry.
I'm saying that's...
They're saying they're bigger than the whole history of college football,
that's
basically.
That's who should be... In this particular case, that's who Keyshawn should be mad at, is Notre Dame. They're the ones doing the... Whatever they're doing.
The hijinks.
I couldn't find
it. They want to take their ball and go home.
They do.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
That was it. Can you please clip that? That was funny.
I was just thinking about that.
Was funny.
Let me put this in the dock.
I'm mad.
451.45.
That was good,
I am mad. All right, next one.
Number two.
Now, look at this, guys. I put it in your document, but I put a big picture of a billboard that is up in Times Square right now because Texas Tech put an ad in Times Square to celebrate signing Brendan Sorsby, who they made the highest paid quarterback in college football with a reported $5 million NIL deal. And so I looked around to see how much something like this would cost. And it's estimated that this ad cost the school hundreds of thousands of dollars to put up. So, Tony, you are up. Do you think this is worth the money? Does it have an impact? Paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for Texas Tech to put up an ad in Times Square after signing a quarterback. I don't know how much more I can talk.
You're asking me if I have a problem with this?
No. I'm asking, do you think this is beneficial to the school in any way, or is this a waste of money?
I'm mad.
I think it's a waste of money.
Of course you do. That's why we're talking about it.
Yep, of course you would.
It might be a little bit of a waste of money. If you already have the guy signed, I mean, is he going to like... You never know with these kids, though. He might be like, hey, you don't get my picture up on Times Square, I'm going back in the border.
I'm going to...
Like, Danny O'Neill was like, if you don't get Ferraris on that field.
3-4 years ago with the women's team, we were in New York for a tournament. We took the kids, everyone up to Times Square, looked up, and there were the two, the twins that played for the Fresno State.
They were
up on a huge
Cavender
thing.
And, twins?
Yeah, right. And all the kids were like, oh my goodness. Look, I mean, so Times Square does.
That's the quarterback's girlfriend, isn't it? Miami.
I think it is one of their quarterbacks.
Yes, right. Carson Beck.
Yeah.
But it has a hell of an impact on this generation, I think.
I think you're right.
So I think it does. I think
you're
right
there.
They're bang for the buck here.
This means that Texas Tech, every time they sign a big player, they're going to have to put up an ad in Times Square. Well, why did you do it for Brendan Sorsby, but you're not doing it for me?
I'm mad.
Really quick, I'm glad we don't have enough time for this, but I don't understand why MLB Network has a Shohei Day today. 1-7, because his number is 17.
Oh, they're sharp
there. You know why?
Why?
Because they have nothing else to put on TV.
I understand that, but where's the Aaron Judge? Where's the Fernando
They
gotta
go to 99 to get
you know
the Aaron Judge. How is that gonna happen?
Tomorrow. 1-8, Tony Gwynn Jr. Day.
Oh, that's right.
And then his dad on Friday.
Ain't enough highlights for a day.
His dad 1-9 on Friday.
So, Chris, is this necessary?
Oh, Tony's right. They got nothing to, you know. And you don't have to watch it.
You know how
there's
bad
a knob on the, you know, TV.
Guess what? I don't have it on
How bad we talk about it when they run those movies up again. So, you know.
I'd rather watch Brewster's Millions for the 5,000th time than Shohei Day.
Well, then your time will come.
All right. We'll be back shortly with more on
97.3 The Fan. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.